My dog only and always wants what I want for him. My dog only and always wants what I want for him. Now you say, that's rather arbitrary. That doesn't give our dog any opportunity to do what his nature is. Oh, it certainly does. We chose our dog because of its nature. We chose our dog because of its loving nature. We chose our dog because he is our companion. We chose our dog because he is a friend. He is a loving, gentle being that is cozy and cuddly and fun to pet and play with and to be with. Well, doesn't he have a right to a life of his own? Not at all. His life is what he has with me. He chose to be in my world. I chose to have him in my world. He chose to have me as his master, and I chose to be the master of my dog. I chose to take care of him. I chose to give him a place to live. I chose to bring him in from the animals that are around us. I didn't choose a lion or a tiger or a bear. I didn't choose a wolf or a coyote. I didn't choose anything. I chose a dog. I chose a loving, sensitive, caring dog that wants to be in my world, that wants to be petted, loved, and cared for by me, that knows that everything I do is for its highest and best, and wants to be at my side every moment that he can be. And when he's not at my side, then he just maintains his vigil wherever he is left, and he is perfectly happy. And when I come back into the picture, he's delighted beyond words. He says, "You're back, you're back, oh boy." And he's ready. He doesn't say, "Why did you leave me alone? Why did you leave me here? Why don't you always have me with you? Why don't you..." He's not a shrew. He's not something that is running my life. He's not something that is telling me what to do. I chose him in my life because I wanted him to be in my life, so that he would only and always want what I want for him. Now, it's a good example, really, because it's so true. A dog is exactly what we want it to be. And if we want the dog to be a cuddly little thing that we keep in our purse and carry with us, and it's some little essence of life that we have, then that's what we have. Whatever it is that we have, it's an obvious expression of showing what is our attitude toward otherness in life. How do we express our... Are we loving to the dog? Yes. Does that mean we have the capacity to be loving to everything and anything in our world? Yes. Does that mean that we want to be loving and and joyful to anything in our world? Not necessarily. It only means that we have chosen that dog. Now, why don't we go to the pound and go to the shelter and take all the dogs and bring all the dogs home, give them a better life than living in their cages there. And many of them will have to be put to sleep because there's nobody who's going to take care of them. Nobody who wants to feed them, nobody who wants to house them. They may be the most wonderful dogs in the world, the most loving, gentle dogs in the world. But until someone chooses to make it their dog, their pet, their wonderful associate in their life, that dog has a meaningless existence because he is not allowed to do anything without his master telling him. And if he doesn't have a master, then he will soon be traveling off to another dimension. Now, why is it that dogs have such attitudes about life? Well, let's start out with the fact, how long is a dog's life? A dog's life might be 15, 18, 20 years or longer, but basically it runs around the 9 to 15 years. And most dogs don't have the opportunity to experience that because they have illnesses, they have automobile accidents where they're hit by a car because they have not been trained by their master to stay out of the street. because they have not been given the proper training as they were going along, and the master doesn't say to their dog, "You're holding perfect, you're holding perfect, you're fantastic, you're wonderful," and the dog will say, thank you, I know that I am," and then he would be that way. And we are that way too. But my dog only and always wants what I want for him. That's how I've trained him. Rex wants to go for a walk with me early in the morning. I rise early and the moon is still bright in the sky or dark in the sky before the sun even starts thinking of popping over the horizon. And we walk the paths of the monastery here, the University of Healing, and we just love it. We just love it. My legs feel just fantastic. I don't feel my legs. That's a misnomer. I do not feel my legs. I'm not aware of my legs. I'm not aware of my body. I'm not aware of the path going up and down. I'm not aware that for one solid hour I'm walking out there. I'm not aware of this, that I'm in my meditation path, and that as I walk along, I say my affirmations and I say my statements of truth about myself and my world. I'm not aware of it. I just do it. And Rex does it with me. When I sit down at a meditation bench along the way, Rex immediately sits and scans the horizon and takes care of his master. Or he will lie down because he feels such a peace. He feels such a gentleness, and he will lie down and just be totally at peace himself. And another animal walks along in front of him. He doesn't even give it a rise because he is with his master. And he only and always does whatever I want for him. And that's the only thing that counts. That's the only thing that matters. That's the only thing that makes any difference in my life, in his life, in the life of our world. Now, why do I say my dog only and always wants what I want for him? Because I am the master of my dog. Because I am the master of my experiences with him. Why don't I broaden that and say I'm the master of my world? And I think good thoughts for my world. I visualize good results for my world. And my world only and always wants what I want for my world. That's a very nice, powerful statement. My dog doesn't object. In fact, he rather likes it. He likes having a master. He likes having someone be the leader of the pack. And that's me. And so my world likes having someone be the leader of the pack. My world likes having someone think all is in divine order, all is perfect, all is good, all is beautiful. My world likes that. They love that. They want that. They know that. They think that is just fantastic. And thinking that's fantastic, what do? Thinking that's fantastic, they open their mind and their heart to the recognition that all is beautiful right now. And all is good right now. They know that. They accept it. They enjoy it. And it is done. You and I go through this experience all the time in our life. We sometimes feel that our dog should have the right to do this or that or something else. Our dogs need to be with us. Our dogs need to be everywhere we are. And yet we don't take our family everywhere we are. We don't take our, so to speak, world everywhere we are. On some areas on the golf course, we're playing golf. And when we are going to the grocery store, we're going to the grocery store. When we're doing something else, and we don't always have our pets with us or our children with us or our family with us or our spouses with us. We go alone. But whoever is with us, they only and always want what I want for them. Whoever is with us, they want to be with us as we walk through the grocery store, as we go to the theater, as we eat in the restaurant, as we walk the meditation paths. Whoever is with us, they only and always want what we want. Because we have created them in that situation, under those circumstances, and for that life experience. And it is great, and it is lovely, and it is beautiful, and it is good. And that's why my dog only and always wants what I want for him. Now, a little addendum here. Can I say I only want for myself what I want for myself? And what do I want for myself? I want for myself that I am being myself and having fun under all circumstances. I am being myself and having fun under all circumstances. My dog only and always wants to be himself and have fun under all circumstances. And for him to be himself is to have a master that cares and guides him. And to have fun is to be with his master. Let us this day be master of our thoughts, be master of our world. Not only be master of our dog, who only wants and who always wants what I want for him, but to recognize that we are the creator of everything beautiful in our world, and our life is good and very good because that's who we are. I know you're having a lovely, wonderful, fantastic day because I'm having a lovely, wonderful, fantastic day. Because I am that I am that I am. Know that with me for yourself, that you are right now the allness right now, and it is done.